This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Just as we were digging out of this snowstorm, we got the not-so-great news this week. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. It means 6 more weeks of winter. Now, the good news is it is Black History Month, and there's a Lunar New Year. Tanya Pendleton, our Things to Do curator, is here to guide us toward ways to celebrate these traditions. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. That Phil, you know, he's not always accurate, so let's hope that this time is one of those off years. But fortunately, we've got a mixture of indoors and outdoors events this week, and they start with Black History Month. The 29th annual African American Children's Book Fair goes virtual in 2021, and it's happening on Saturday, February 6th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Authors including Gordon C. James, Renee Watson, Wade Hudson, and Frederick Joseph will appear. You must register beforehand, and we'll have that link on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
Talk about these things, you know, talk about what it was like to be the only Black kid in a space, what it was like to have dinner with white people for the first time, what it was like to...
And Mural Arts is hosting a Black History Month tour through Center City this Sunday and on February 21st. They will showcase the murals by telling the stories of both the artist and the people that they've immortalized.
Well, I imagine there are even more Black History events going on throughout the month.
Absolutely, Jennifer, and we'll have more events for you each week in February. But I do want to acknowledge that this is the 50th anniversary of Philadelphia International Records.
Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff provided the city and the world with the soundtrack of timeless music. Are there celebration plans?
Well, the best kind of celebrations, the music. Look out for the 15, yes, 15 limited edition box sets coming out, starting with Get on the Soul Train this spring. As you probably know, they did the Soul Train theme. That will come with a 64-page hardcover book. And you can follow Mr. Kenny Gamble on Instagram for all the updates and a daily look at Black music history.
Wow. Well, I have to say, I love talking about music with you. You have so much knowledge about it. Any virtual shows this week?
The Disco Biscuits, another beloved hometown institution, are performing live from Ardmore Music Hall on Friday and Saturday night. The concerts are free, but like many of these shows, you can pay for extras like t-shirts, posters, and live recordings. It starts at 8 p.m. and you can stream it right from the Ardmore Music Hall website.
They've really built a dedicated fan base over the years. Now, Tanya, Lunar New Year is on the way, and I know things will look different in 2021, but is there anything special happening that you can recommend?
Yes, the Philadelphia Orchestra's annual Lunar New Year celebration is digital, but the show must go on. Pan Dunn's new shoe, The Secret Songs of Women, conducted by Yannick Nazé-Séguin, and Hey Jean Hao and Chen Gang's The Butterfly Lovers, a violin concerto led by David Robertson, will both be on the virtual stage from February 4th to the 14th.
That's a lot of good stuff. It sounds like a hot date for virtual Valentine's.
And a much less expensive one, as tickets are only $15.
Any other ideas for Valentine's Day? I know it's not until next week, but you have to think ahead.
You know, Jennifer, you are so right, because Valentine's Day events are selling out. Now, Philadelphia always does have its share of unique events. So if you need a gift for an unconventional kind of love, you can try the virtual Darksome Craft Market. It's on Friday and Saturday. Get started at 10 a.m. on Friday, and it goes through 8 p.m. on Saturday. Now, if you're wondering exactly what they offer in the marketplace, we'll have that on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Or you could take your date to the Muter Museum for their new exhibit, Unseen. Did you know that most of their collection of 35,000 objects has never been on display? Photographer Nikki Johnson explored the archive and took still photos of some of the more interesting items.
I didn't know that, but that would be a different kind of date for sure, along with the Darksome Craft Market.
I'd say so. Now, segueing over to a different kind of love, how about puppy love?
Puppy love. What is your tip on puppy love?
Well, Jennifer, you know the Super Bowl is this weekend.
Absolutely. I know we're planning our living room tailgate menu.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, there's also the Puppy Bowl this Sunday at 2 p.m. on Discovery and Animal Planet. Snoop and Martha Stewart host, and six of the dogs competing this year are from our area. All of them are rescue dogs and can be adopted.
Oh, well, I have to make sure to check that out. So when I'm preparing my vegetarian cauliflower wings, I'll take a peek.
Well, when I'm having my buffalo chicken wings, I'll be watching the Puppy Bowl first and then cheering on Tom Brady against Patrick Mahomes because my prediction is age before beauty. We'll have all the details on these events and more on our website, whyy.org/things to do. And we will leave you with a little black history with the Soul Train theme from Gamblin' Huff and Philadelphia International Records.
Tanya, thank you for everything. We will catch up next week.